Yeah, if anybody can tell the European tennis fans something about Mr. Agassi's secret because of his fitness, it's you. So what is this all about?
It's a determination I had never seen in Andre Agassi before. Things are different. He's different. He has grown, but he also has a greater sense of the moment. He knows this is the last time through, whether that's a matter of months or weeks, we don't know, or hopefully years, but we also realize we're at the end of a great, very, very, you know, wonderful career, one that he's very grateful for. So he understands now that he must bring everything he has, he must be everything that he can be, and now is the time. There is no tomorrow, it's about today. And at Roland Garros this year was very sad, but it was it was an eye-opener. It woke him up and it woke me up. When we returned from Paris, he said, we're going to do this right. I'm not finished. Let's start. And it was a new Andre. We trained harder than ever, longer than ever, more than ever. And he right now is more fit than he's more fit at 35 than he was at 25.
And did you train also different when you compare it to the years before?
Because of the back injury, yes, we had to. So, you know, we had to make adjustments for the back injury, and we can't ignore it. You know, we can't deny it. We can't train and pretend that he doesn't have a back injury. It's there, and we have to not pretend that it's not there. So we did change a few things. We changed the exercises that he was doing so that they would not put pressure on his spine and the muscles in his back. So we did change quite a bit, but more importantly, he knew that whenever the end was to meet him face to face, he would look it right in the eye and say, I'm finished. But right now he's not finished.
You know, I'm not
relaxed is a good word. I think reassured is another word. He's very, very reassured that he is doing everything he possibly can do. When there's a problem, sometimes when we're young, there's a problem, our response is, it's okay, no problem, it's okay. If there's a small problem now, we immediately consult, can give us the answers. We don't wallow in questions too much anymore. We have questions, we go find the answers. And he speaks and trains and talks and plays like a man who is reassured that he is seeking the answers. He also knows that every time he sets foot on the court these days, might be his last time through that city. He has a great relationship with the fans, with his sport. He understands his sport. He has always wanted to leave the sport the way he found it, meaning it was passed on by the hands, through the hands of Mr. Ash, Mr. Laver, Mr. Rosewall, the great players before him, and he just hopes that he can leave it the way he found it and have been a good custodian of the game, the way should be the wish for every player who gets to walk on the courts where so many great men have played before. So he's acting and treating the moment a little bit like a custodian of the game.
Everybody in Germany, of course, is interested in Steffi. How is it working? How important is she for him? Because all the time, you know, he says, hey, she's really the point who forced me up a bit. Is it right?
Oh, sure. She's important to all of us. She inspires me. Being around her, knowing her, inspires me in many, many ways. And so I can only imagine how much she inspires him. Their closeness is a strength that I see in him. You know, as a result of her inspiration, his closeness and love and respect and bond with her has only made him a stronger man. And it's made him a stronger athlete and competitor, and I know I'm better for having known her as well.
Last question. You must give us some hope that you will play next year as well, please.
That is the good word, because hope is something that I have as well. We have determined that after Roland Garros, then of course the decision for Wimbledon, and people have asked me, wow, was that a very difficult decision to not play Wimbledon? And I said, no, it was the easiest decision we've ever had to make, because the risk was too great. It was a great risk. It was a bad time to provoke any further injury, which would have finished. So all we ask is that when he finishes, I want it to be Andre, who says, I'm finished. I don't want it to be a doctor. I don't want it to be me. I want Andre to say, I'm finished. And right now, Andre is not talking of retiring. He talks of not retiring. And that's how he spends his time training, thinking of not retiring. So the way he's training, the way he is feeling and looking right now, the hope is very great that he'll be around longer.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. It's my privilege.